your hourly morning news on KX 93.5 now.
Former city council candidate Paul Merritt reports all is well after his unexpected and untimely exit from last Saturday's Patriots Day parade. Merritt had ridden a bike to the Patriots Day parade starting point opposite the high school at Short Street and Park Avenue. He arrived 30 minutes before the 11 a.m. start, short of breath and perspiring, and sought out cooling shade in the school district parking lot. He says, "I didn't realize it was all uphill." He made it down the hill quicker than he anticipated when his condition did not improve, and an ambulance was fetched for Merritt, temporarily interrupting the parade that had barely gotten underway. Former resident Gordon Belia and 19 other Cal Poly San Luis Obispo students stood on the steps of the state capitol on Monday, basking in the recognition of state lawmakers. The mechanical engineering major, who graduated from Laguna Beach High School in 2012, was team leader for Cal Poly's unmanned aerial vehicle. They received kudos from state officials for their sky barge. It maneuvered through an obstacle course to earn runner-up honors among 21 college teams at an engineering design competition in Montreal in November. Tomato Mania takes root tonight. Planted by master gardener Gary Delk at Transition Laguna Beach's monthly 6:30 p.m. potluck at the Congregational Church, Delk is known as Mr. Tomato. He will share all sorts of tips and tricks for growing abundant and flavorful tomatoes, from choosing varieties, feeding the soil, and container and patio growing. Another sort of fruit is also deeply rooted in the Gianalius family of Newport Beach. The product of their Greek tradition is harvested from their family-owned Napa Valley winery, Lavendi. For those interested in Lavendi vintages, Sapphire Restaurant in Laguna tonight offers a one-night-only Lavendi winemaker dinner. It's $125 a person. Resident Darcy Loveland Bickle helped raise $3 million in capital to allow the Susie Q Senior Center to open. Now the Laguna Beach resident rejoins the organization's board a year after retiring from her day job. Most recently, she worked as chief executive of the Laguna Beach Community Foundation. She previously worked 18 years as senior counsel for Kaiser Permanente. She is motivated to spread the word about upcoming projects that affect seniors. She says people in Laguna need to know more about resources available to them, and that we are working to make Laguna Beach a more comfortable place to live as we age. That's your news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX 93.5.